Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go. I'm Heather Wagenhals. I will be your host and guide this morning as we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers. Figure out what it is that they're doing that the masses are not, and learn how they are successful. Then we give you step-by-step instructions and a strategy to incorporate those ideas into your life right now to create immediate financial wellness today and begin the path to your future financial independence tomorrow, so you too can start your day the millionaire way. And for this lovely Tuesday, March 15th, 2011, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And we broadcast this show each and every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we bring you your morning cup of millionaire motivation in a short but very powerful 15-minute broadcast. Today's show is the second part of our Personal Power series. Last week's show talked about what we can control, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. This week's show will be focused on the power of influence. To refresh our minds, our thoughts and our feelings and our actions are what we talked about, the three things that we can control. Everything else in the universe that happens by our hands outside of those three things is only by the power of influence. So you ask, how do we harness that power of influence? How do we have influence in our day? How do we have influence in our daily lives in everything we do? First, we must understand why influence is so important. As individuals, being able to be in control of ourselves is quite a bit of power. Being able to control your thoughts and feelings and your actions is pretty amazing, but when you realize that those are yours, that you can do anything when you control those three things, you become truly limitless in your personal power. But what if we have more grandiose visions outside of our thoughts and our feelings and our own actions? Visions outside of ourselves that require more than just our efforts alone to accomplish what we truly desire. That is where influence comes into play. We must have influence. We must be able to gather support from others for our more grandiose visions. We must have a clear picture of what it is that we want and know that the only way to get there is to enjoin others in our cause. How do we influence? Well, there are several ways we can influence others. We can do it through force, by the threat of harm, and force people to do the things that we want them to do, order them, do this now, or else suffer some consequence. We can push people into doing things and lob our views and opinions over them until they finally cave in, where caving in is less painful than listening to you order them around. Sometimes we order our children or our pets or our spouses around, our siblings or our parents. I know as we get older and our parents become our children, we can become guilty of that. But what lasting effect does that really have when you influence someone by force? Well, when you influence someone by force and they're reluctant to do what you want them to do, they're going to be resentful for having to do that particular task. So we want to avoid that type of influence. We want to be able to pull or lead people toward aiding us in our vision versus pushing them. And the way we do that is through the power of influence. For example, think about the charisma one exudes in a political campaign. Look at how much everyone was drawn to Barack Obama. That was him controlling his personal power to attract folks. In order to get elected, Obama used his influence. He needed something more than just his own personal power. He used his influence to enjoin other people into his cause, his message of change. It wasn't what people traditionally refer to as brainwashing, because that infers some sort of control over other people. And since there wasn't any physical force, he had to have drawn them in with his words and his passion in communicating those words. And whether or not you like Barack Obama, the fact is he used his influence to get himself elected. That took a lot of power, personally, and even more influence. And think about how many people it would take to be able to vote someone into the presidency. Now, your visions may not be that spectacular to be the president of the United States. Your idea of a grandiose vision may be to have a small bakery or perhaps a little retail clothing shop. You now have to influence others to help you, unless you already have the capital resources and the ingenuity and education necessary for beginning your own business. Another example of influence is a multiple-layer selling cycle. Think about the process one goes through when they want to buy a big-ticket item. Appliances, cars, home, travel, whatever it is. The people you go to see to assist you in these selling situations influence you to go in a certain situation over another one or to buy or invest in a particular item. Most consultative salespeople do a little bit of exploring with you to find out what it is that you truly want, then show you how they can meet those needs with their particular product or service. That's influence at its best. A true consummate salesperson is someone who leads someone to make a decision they want to make already. Human beings are fairly helpful, and when someone is in need, we want to help them. So it is very easy to set up the influence of others. If you're a salesperson and seem to be having trouble in other areas of your life, but you are a tremendous salesperson, I challenge you to apply those same selling cycle skills in accomplishing other things in your life, and you will be surprised at the results that you achieve. I use a lot of tools in the power of influence
from when I was in speech and debate in high school. It's pretty exciting when you think about it, because when you reach your desired results, you get those warm fuzzies and you feel incredible. So the question is, how do we influence others successfully? The answer is simple. I use neuro-linguistic programming to illustrate this concept. One presupposition of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, is that communication is 100% your responsibility, not to get your point across, but to elicit the right result. How profound is that? To elicit the right result. When I first heard this phrase, it changed everything for me. I look back at my poor communication skills in my first marriage, where it was all about getting my point across, making someone else feel poorly about who they were or the opinions that they held about certain things or their poor choices. I was so focused on that, but it didn't get me what I wanted, not even close. As a matter of fact, I have a failed marriage as a result, to the credit of my, quote, fabulous communication skills at that time. But what is so tremendous about NLP is it shifts the responsibility from someone else making this decision in a two-way conversation to making sure you are setting it up to achieve your desired outcome. So today's Millionaire Focus strategy is about outcome-based thinking. We must ask ourselves this series of questions. And this works anytime you have an uncomfortable or arduous situation you may have to encounter. When you have the opportunity to prepare, you can use these techniques to accomplish whatever it is you desire. We want to influence someone to a particular way of thinking or join them to our cause and support us. We need to think about what the outcome is that we want. We must ask ourselves, what do we truly want to have happen? And when we figure out what that goal is, we need to set our ego aside and figure out how the conversation must flow from a selling cycle perspective, if you will, in order for them to have enough information to make the decision aid you in what you want them to do. It's very simple when you think about it in those terms. So consider what outcome you desire and work your conversation backwards. What do people need to know? Yes, to the next section. So your millionaire focus today is to think about the outcomes that you desire. Think about what the other person is going to need to know in order to say yes to your desires. Remember to take our ego out of the mix, because it's not about getting our point across, convincing our children to get their homework done. Giving them a speech about homework isn't probably going to get you there. But when you think about what the outcome is that you want, and when you identify what that outcome is, you can work toward creating the right scenario and be able to truly lead people by controlling the conversation with questions and providing the information when information is needed, so that someone has the resources that they feel comfortable with in making the decision you want them to make, which is aiding you in your particular desires. Now, fully and completely integrate these ideas and habits now. See yourself in this way. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Look forward into the future and see how differently. And now look around the room. Notice the different things. You are fully alive, fully awake. You are aware of everything that's going on. Now take these concepts you have already integrated into your personality about personal power, and specifically the power of influence, and go forth, prosper in your day. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to the Millionaire Motivation on Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and here's to your financial independence. Finally. Financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Go out and make it a millionaire's day.